Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Geopolitics Making Sense of a Changing World by John Rennie Short is an introductory work of political geography and international affairs that explains how power, territory, identity, and global change interact in contemporary world politics. Written for students and general readers, the book does not treat geopolitics only as a history of strategic rivalry among great powers. It places classical geopolitical thinking alongside critical and popular approaches, showing how maps, borders, national narratives, regional conflicts, and public representations shape political understanding. Its purpose is to make a complex field accessible without reducing it to a single theory of state behavior. Short organizes much of the discussion through a world-regional framework, moving from major powers such as the United States, China, and Russia to Europe, the Middle East, Africa, South Asia, and the Americas. The result is a structured overview of geopolitical concepts, regional tensions, and emerging challenges such as climate change and pandemics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, classical geopolitics is placed in dialogue with critical approaches. A central feature of the book is its attempt to bridge older and newer ways of thinking about geopolitics. Classical geopolitics often emphasized territorial control, strategic location, sea power, land power, and the rivalry of states within a world of competing national interests. Short treats that tradition as important because many contemporary conflicts still involve borders, military alliances, resource routes, buffer zones, and spheres of influence. At the same time, the book does not present geopolitics as a neutral science of geography and power. By including critical geopolitics, it encourages readers to ask how geopolitical ideas are produced, circulated, and normalized. This means paying attention to language, maps, media narratives, policy assumptions, and public images of threat or security. The value of this combined approach is that it avoids two common simplifications. It does not reduce global politics to geography alone, but it also does not ignore the material importance of territory and strategic position. For an introductory reader, this balance is useful because it explains why older geopolitical patterns remain visible, while also showing how interpretation and representation shape political action. Secondly, the world regional structure links local conflicts to global power relations, rather than presenting geopolitics only through abstract theory or chronological diplomatic history. Short uses a regional structure to show how power operates differently across places. This organization is important because global politics is not experienced uniformly. Europe, the Middle East, Africa, South Asia, and Central and South America each contain distinct colonial legacies, border formations, security dilemmas, economic dependencies, and political identities. A regional approach allows the reader to see how broad forces such as globalization, nationalism, military competition, migration, and resource politics take different forms in different settings. It also prevents great power analysis from becoming detached from the regions where geopolitical consequences are most visible. For example, the meaning of borders, state weakness, ethnic conflict, regional integration, or foreign intervention varies according to historical context. The book, therefore, teaches a method as much as a set of facts. It shows that geopolitical interpretation requires moving between scales, from neighborhood and borderland to nation, region, and world system. This makes the text particularly suitable for students who need a map of the field before engaging with specialized studies. Thirdly, the United States, China, and Russia are treated as anchors of the New World Order. The book gives particular attention to the United States, China, and Russia because their actions and regional relationships shape many of the central tensions of contemporary geopolitics. This focus reflects the shift from a Cold War world dominated by two blocs toward a more fluid order marked by American power, Chinese rise, Russian assertiveness, and uneven regional responses. Short does not isolate these states as self-contained actors. He examines them through their neighbors and surrounding regions, which is a significant analytical choice. Great power behavior becomes easier to understand when placed in relation to border security, alliance networks, economic corridors, historical grievances, and competing regional claims. The United States is connected to hemispheric influence in global leadership, China to regional expansion and economic transformation, and Russia to post-Soviet space and security anxieties. This framing helps readers avoid the misleading idea that geopolitics is simply the decision-making of powerful capitals. Power is relational. It is expressed through nearby states, disputed frontiers, military postures, trade dependencies, and symbolic claims about national destiny. The book thereby makes great power politics concrete without turning it into a narrow strategic manual. Fourthly, popular geopolitics shows how public narratives shape political perception. One of the more distinctive elements of the book is its attention to popular geopolitics. The study of how geopolitical ideas reach ordinary audiences through media, political speech, maps, films, news coverage, and everyday cultural references. This matters because public understanding of world politics is rarely formed by academic theory alone. Citizens often encounter geopolitics through simplified images of dangerous regions, heroic nations, hostile outsiders, failed states, civilizational divides, or inevitable conflicts. These representations can influence how policies are justified and how populations interpret war, migration, terrorism, sanctions, alliances, and humanitarian crises. By including this dimension, Short broadens the field beyond ministries, militaries, and formal diplomacy. The book suggests that geopolitical power includes the ability to define what a place means and why it matters. A region can be framed as unstable, strategic, backward, threatening, resource-rich, or in need of intervention, and these labels can shape real political choices. This approach is especially useful for readers because it connects international affairs to the information environment in which people live. It encourages skepticism toward overly simple maps of friend and enemy, while still recognizing that narratives can have material consequences. Lastly, climate change, pandemics, and hotspots expand geopolitics beyond military rivalry. The book culminates by addressing global challenges that complicate older geopolitical models, centered mainly on territorial competition and military power. Climate change, pandemics, and emerging hotspots show that geopolitics now includes risks that cross borders and cannot be managed by national strategy alone. Climate change alters resource availability, coastlines, migration pressures, food security, and the political importance of regions such as the Arctic. Pandemics reveal how health systems, state capacity, supply chains, travel networks, and international cooperation are deeply geopolitical. Emerging hotspots show that conflict can arise not only from classic disputes over territory, but also from environmental stress, weak institutions, demographic pressure, and competition over infrastructure or resources. Short uses these issues to widen the reader's understanding of power. States remain central, but they operate in a world where non-military threats can destabilize societies and reshape international priorities. This is one reason the book is positioned as an introduction to a changing world rather than a conventional survey of power politics. It helps readers see that contemporary geopolitics involves security, ecology, mobility, technology, and public health as interconnected fields. In conclusion, Geopolitics Making Sense of a Changing World is best suited for undergraduate students in political geography, international relations, political science, and public policy, as well as general readers who want a structured entry point into current world affairs. Its main practical benefit is orientation. Readers gain a vocabulary for understanding borders, regions, great powers, alliances, geopolitical narratives, and global risks without needing prior specialization. Intellectually, the book encourages movement between different scales of analysis. It asks readers to connect state power with regional histories, public representations, and transnational challenges. This makes it useful for interpreting news about conflict, climate stress, migration, pandemics, and shifting great power relations. Compared with many introductory books on geopolitics, its strength lies in combining conceptual discussion with a world regional organization. Some texts emphasize classical strategic theory, while others focus mainly on critical discourse or contemporary events. Short brings these strands together in a clear and accessible format. The book may simplify some complex issues because it is introductory, but that same quality makes it effective as a foundation. It stands out as a map of the field, rather than a narrow argument about one region, one theory, or one crisis. If you would like to support John Rennie Short, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.